Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Richard Lawrence back with us. Very few have campaigned longer than Richard has for the truth about UFOs. Recent amazing revelations from our government and sources have vindicated Richard, and he is the executive secretary for the Aetherius Society for Europe and Africa, which happens to be the oldest UFO contactee organization in Britain, possibly the world. He's an advanced psychic, channeler, and student of Master of Yoga and ET contactee Dr. George King. He has written many books, including UFOs and the Extraterrestrial Message. He was last on with me about a year ago. Richard, welcome back. How have you been?
Oh, great, George. It's really good to say good morning, because it is morning there, I think, just as well as here.
Well, here where I am in Los Angeles, it's midnight.
Just after, yeah. So you're just starting morning in a way. But anyway, it's great to talk to you again, George. How are you keeping? I'm doing fine, thanks.
Everything's great. What did you think of the government's, our government's, UFO hearings before Congress?
Very significant indeed. And a matter of fact, I've got to say this and put my hands up so you could teach us over here in Europe a lesson. The British government, who I am appealing to at the moment to do something, and the politicians over here are absolutely pathetic compared to, I suppose, a small number it is really, isn't it, George, of your Democrat and Republican politicians over there. And we hear about it, and it's okay, it's not everything we want, by the way. They haven't got the disclosure even that they want, but it's real progress. It's great news.
What did you think of the testimony of the three former military folks?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was extremely credible. I watched it from beginning to end. And I thought that the things that particularly David Grush, but also the other two being so highly qualified, particularly Commander Fravor, just can't be ignored. I mean, he was clear, Commander Fravor, that, you know, with all his experience as a U.S. Navy pilot and so forth, he wasn't into UFOs at all before this, or UAPs, as they've kind of rebranded it, haven't they, really, as UAPs, but I think we're still calling them UFOs pretty much. You know, he was absolutely clear that they have such incredible capabilities. Funnily enough, actually, I wrote a book called Contacts with the Gods from Space with the late Dr. George King. And in that book, we put some of the capabilities of UFOs in detail that have been coming out now quite recently, you know, with your U.S. Navy video clips and with some of the things that those two witnesses said. But of course, David Grush, the other witness, he was the one who came up with the most contentious and significant revelations, I think.
Why do you think he said so many things publicly, and then the real good stuff, he said, I have to talk to you privately behind closed doors?
That was frustrating, wasn't it?
It was.
It's absolutely clear-cut proof of the cover-up, isn't it? I mean, it was open and on display for all to see, and they all acknowledged it, including the congressmen and women, that we're going to have to go into a silent meeting to talk about this. The public, we can't tell them. And that's, of course, what certainly we in the Aetherius Society have been saying for decades. I mean, I was bringing, actually, CIA papers over to Britain in the 1980s. Which confirmed that in there, actually, one of the interesting questions, I thought, George, was by one of the congressmen who asked about the capacity of UFOs to disarm an American jet. I don't know if you picked up on that. And that's quite significant because it shows their powers, but it also shows that they're peaceful because they didn't fire back. They knew what this craft, this American jet, was going to do. They just disarmed it. Now, that's not new. These papers I brought back in the 1980s, the CIA papers published in my book, UFOs and the Extraterrestrial Message, they show that a weapons control panel was disabled by a UFO as soon as that jet got into missile range of it. As soon as it got out of range, the weapons control panel was activated. So these are supernormal powers. These, as Dr. Commander Fravor said, it's a physics we don't have on Earth.
Richard, do you know your friend Nick Pope by any chance?
I do know him, actually. I spoke to him on his first day in his job in the ministry, and it's quite interesting because I was in touch. I've been on this since, as you said in your introduction, since my 20s. And I was on the radio at the age of 22 in the 70s on this topic. So I was onto his department before he got there. I was with his predecessor. And then when he got there on his first day, I gave him a call to welcome him to his department. And that's the UFO department, by the way, in the Ministry of Defense, which has now closed in 2009. That's another disgrace over here. But I said to him, Nick, do you believe in UFOs? And he said, not particularly, no. I said, well, you will do. And look at him now.
And look at him now, exactly. He's all over the place.
But, you know, it has to be said, and we're perfectly friendly when we do come across each other, but he was part of that cover-up. I mean, he was in there, and I'm assuming, I don't know this, that he's still under the Official Secrets Act now, because usually they are. Well, even if they leave the job. He's not a whistleblower anywhere near the caliber of the three people that were there, especially David Grusch. But certainly he's got a lot to say on the topic. And the one thing where perhaps I would part company with him and some others is that I think is still open to the idea that they could be hostile, that they could pose a threat.
Right. They seem very concerned about that.
They do. Well, do you know, it's an interesting thing. Before my time in the Aetherius Society, that there's a journal that we still have, actually, called Cosmic Voice. And in 1958, this journal, Cosmic Voice, was published. And there was a warning in there, in print, in an editorial, that when these things are brought out, when they are revealed, and as it was said that they would be, then they will start to put out the narrative, not the word narrative, but that was what they meant, the narrative, that they are hostile. And that's happening. I mean, I don't know whether you caught the news, but in the press over here, we're told that about 3 days before the hearing, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, who's head of the what they call the AARO, right, the All Domain Anomalous Resolution Office, what a name for a UFO department. Anyway, he came out and said that he's having sleepless nights worrying about extraterrestrial invasion. That was reported over here in some papers. So, I mean, that's all part of it. And, of course, that suits the agenda, I'd have to say, of some in the Pentagon and some in ministries of defense around the world, because then it's an excuse to build up their armaments.
What got you involved in UFOs, Richard?
I was at university in the north of England, not far from where I am actually now. I'm in the north of England talking to you now. in a county, a beautiful county, Yorkshire, and actually where Dr. King came from. But I had a fantastic sighting. And in those days, you probably remember, George, they were always called either flying saucers or cigar-shaped objects, you remember? And they come with all these names, don't they? Joe, I actually found, when I wrote my book on UFOs, I found reference in an 11th century Japanese document to a UFO sighting being described as an earthenware vessel. So it wasn't even new. The flying saucer term wasn't even new. But that's aside, I was at a university in a place called Hull, and we had a fantastic sighting. But, I mean, not just me, hundreds. I think it was about 500 people saw this, and it was moving slowly across the sky with this, you know, cigar oblong shape, tubular shape, you might say. And it got obscured at one point by an oak tree, because I drove out with a friend and we watched it from a field, and then it became visible again, moving really quite slowly, and then it disappeared. And I do remember the professor at the university, I think it was the professor of chemistry, I believe, was asked for a statement, as they used to do in those days over here, because they were absolutely determined to find a so-called expert to disprove or discount or debunk UFOs all the time. And he came out in the local press anyway and said it was a barium cloud. He wasn't an expert on UFOs at all. He just worked in a chemistry department. And then they found out there's no such thing as a barium cloud. And if there was, it wouldn't operate like this object. And then I sort of thought, okay, we've got UFOs. We've also got cover-up going on. And then I got into it and I found just how bad and how dishonest the cover-up was over here. And then, of course, in America, they were overtly lying. I think they've admitted it now, just blatantly lying about this topic.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch Stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's analyze some of the discussions of the three who spoke before Congress. Let's start with David Grush, who said that our government, the American government, has retrieved an alien spacecraft. What do you think of that?
It's very interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, obviously I have no inside knowledge on how true that is. But, I mean, I can't see any reason why a man like that, who, as you rightly say, was always very careful to obey the law and didn't comment on things he wasn't legally allowed to comment on and said, this is secret, we'll have to meet secretly and so forth. Why on earth he would come out and say that if it wasn't true? He's got no reason to. It's extremely damaging to his career. He claimed that he was actually physically harmed and implied even that his wife may have been in some way endangered by him doing this. That was one of the themes, wasn't it? The way people are being harmed
yes.
who speak out on this issue. And so I think it's very, very interesting. And it's very interesting to us over here, actually, George, because the first one, he said, actually was in Europe, in Italy in 1933.
Mussolini's government, right?
Exactly, Mussolini, when he was ruling Italy with his dictatorship, they had a retrieved spacecraft. And then when he was defeated at the end of the war, thanks to the Americans, really, then apparently, this is really fascinating, the Pope, Pius XII, intervened and made sure that this spacecraft that they had in their Air Force over there was taken to America. And that's the first one that David Grush knows of at all. Actually, there is one I know of that's a lot older than that. That was retrieved, and that's the oldest document, I think, on Earth, which is the Ramayana, Vedic script, Hindus, and that's called the Pushpaka Vimana, and that was retrieved from Sri Lanka, as it is now, it's called Sri Lanka now, and taken back to the Himalayas, according to that book. But that's going a long way back, George.
Now, also, Grush talked about biologics. What do you think he meant by that, Richard?
Yeah, that's fascinating. Well, I've got a theory. It's only my opinion. If they retrieve biologics, which one assumes was, they call them non-human personnel or some word like that, in my opinion, George, that would be robotic. In other words, it might appear to our, and this is only enough, I don't know this, if that's true, and he said he hadn't witnessed that. When he was asked whether he'd witnessed had certain knowledge of the spacecraft being retrieved, he wouldn't comment. When it came to the biologics, he said that's what he'd been told. So it sounds like he knows about the craft and he's been told about the biologics. But in my opinion, again, I don't believe that an alien... I mean, I think one of the congressmen actually said, look, it's a bit far-fetched to think they've got this technology, which is so outstanding, with incredible acceleration, even power of invisibility, or what you might call multidimensional existence. That, to me, was one of the most interesting moments in the whole hearing, the reference to quasi-dimensional intelligences coming down from a higher dimension to a lower one. That's really, I think, groundbreaking. But anyway, coming back to biologics, this congressman said, well, you know, how is it that they have all this capability and yet they crash? And to the answer to that must be, as far as I'm concerned, is because they don't really crash, they just appear to crash, or they are allowed to crash. I don't think they would allow alien entities to be captured, but they might allow, again, my opinion, robotic creatures, non-human, what we might call biologics, which might appear to us to be so sophisticated that they are biological, but in fact they are some kind of created intelligences that they're allowing people on Earth, in the American government or the Pentagon or wherever, to try and investigate it. You know, they're trying to do reverse engineering, aren't they? But apparently, from what we can glean, not very successfully.
They could be cyborgs, too, part biological, part yes. machine.
That's true as well, yeah. Sort of grown, as it were, deliberately grown. Yeah, I could see that. But I think it'll all be what they want, because you know what it's like, and you've been doing this, I don't know where it's longer than me, George, but you've been on this forever, but as I have. And there used to be, didn't there, the sort of the nuts and bolts flying saucer person or ufologist and the more spiritually inclined one. Actually, the two have come together more now. But there are people who say, okay, there are sightings, there are radar tracking, there is film, there is, you know, military witnesses. And let's remember, this is estimated to be about 5%, according to one of the three gentlemen, 5% of the real military sightings of craft is the ones that are reported. He was saying he thinks 95% aren't even reported by military personnel because it's so damaging to their careers to report it. So we're talking here, we aren't even looking at what the public are experiencing out there. This is purely military personnel working for the American government.
Were you surprised by the hearing, the fact that they went ahead and did it?
I was, actually, and already back in 2021, and you and I have talked about this, they virtually as good as said that UFOs exist, having denied it forever. And well done. Congratulations have got to be given, by the way, to the American government. I mean, I've just got a thing, and I don't know how interesting this is to your listeners, but just like an hour ago, from the UK government here, we have a science committee here stating they've got no plans to investigate flying saucers, even though the US Congress inquiry has captured the imagination. The UK government doesn't spend any money, they're claiming, on R&D, research and development, into unidentified flying objects. That's just come out. And the House of Commons, that's what we have over here, a bit like your House of Representatives, Science, Innovation and Technology Committee, said it had no existing or planned work on the issue. And the Ministry of Defense over here, like your Pentagon, said it ceased to investigate reports of UFOs or UAP in 2009. There is no change on that. And basically, the final arbiter here, the UK Space Agency, said, we don't fund anything looking into UFOs. They just look into the possibility of life on Mars. And that they actually referred... They refer the questions to each other, all these various departments, and you never get anywhere. So was I surprised? Yes, I was, to a degree. The big question to me was, will they come out and admit now that they're extraterrestrial? And I certainly the three witnesses made that very clear. And I think it looked to me like quite a few of the congressmen and women were thinking that too. We need that now to be officially confirmed by Pentagon bodies and by the government. And then we need the other governments to get off their backsides and really get out there and start being honest with the public.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.